The USF Theater Department presents I Never Saw Another Butterfly with performances that run through Sunday. And this afternoon, Holocaust survivor Inga Auerbacher has a public presentation about her time in Terezin. And I spoke with Inga and USF Theater Director Joe Obermuller earlier this morning. And Joe begins by describing the play.
The story is about a little girl named Raya Englanderova. And she's a real person who survived Terezin, which was a concentration camp during World War II. And the story is sort of her memory of her experience in Terezin and the people that she met there and the other children that she experienced Terezin with. And in particular, a teacher there who taught the children and made it a point to try to normalize life for them. And so she would give lessons, and they would try to learn through art and music and poetry. And learning, of course, was not allowed in the concentration camps. And so they did it in secret. And when the SS guards would come, they would put all their learning materials away, and they would play games. And for the Czech children, that was allowed. The teacher's name was Friedel Dicker Brandeis, and one of our students plays a character in the show who's based off of her. And so it chronicles their time in Terezin and their experience there, and not only the evil that they endured, but also the courage and hope that they had in attempting to survive that ordeal.
And Inga, you were a child in Terezin.
Oh, yes. I was there between the age of 7 and 10. And I was born in Germany, not in Czechoslovakia.
And you saw the play last night?
Yes, yes. I thought it was absolutely excellent. I've seen many productions of this play, but I think this one tops it all.
Tops it all.
Yeah. Congratulations, Joe. The best.
So you were in the audience last night with
yes.
other high school students.
Yes.
And what is your message to the young people when they see this production or learn about the Holocaust?
Well, even if it happened so many years ago, 70 years ago, after liberation, actually, it is important to remember, to learn from this horrible experience about when hatred went haywire, scapegoating, bullying, etc. And yes, we have it again today. But if we do not learn from the past and to sensitize, for instance, especially the young people, it will come even in a worse situation today. Yeah. Sensitization is very important. I always tell the students, I speak all over, that had Hitler succeeded, many of them would not be sitting there. Because it wouldn't only be the Jews, the gypsies, the people with physical, mental difficulties, Jehovah's Witness, etc. Who would be the next group? So many of them in the audience certainly wouldn't be there. There were even some black people killed during that time because Germany had some colonies in Africa. And I never saw another black person before. So you have to think, this could be me.
No matter what your race or belief.
Exactly. Exactly.
And is that, as a director, is that what you're, a message that you're portraying also?
Exactly. I think that's the central question for us. I think that we can live here in the United States and we can consider these atrocities that are happening in other places in the world and say, that happens to them over there. Doesn't happen to us here. And so the question becomes, what if it does? What if it's you? What if it's your neighbor? What if it's your family? How do you respond? How do you respond in the world where these things happen? And like Inga said, we can learn from history. And yet we look out into the world today and we see these things happening right before our very eyes.
Absolutely.
And we're in South Dakota. What can we do? That's the question.
Well, what can we do?
What can we do? We have to elect leaders who will keep us safe. Very important. and to be cognizant also of what is going on in the world. We're no longer isolationists. We are one world today. I mean, even in South Dakota, yeah, you're far away. I live in New York. I live in a melting pot. I live between a Muslim and a Hindu family. Our houses are attached, and then comes a Christian house. Four religions living side by side, wall to wall, and we all get along. And one should not be stereotyping people. Not all Muslims are terrorists. My Muhammad is a wonderful person. But we have to be cognizant of a worldview. It's no longer just America. We are part of a family, world family.
And you said you had a poem that you wanted to read?
Yes, I would like to read a poem. It was actually recently I found a picture of my best friend who was killed before her 10th birthday. She would have been a great artist. Her name was Ruth Nelly Abraham. And I wrote the book, I'm a Star. I've written six, which this one became in particular very famous. And I was sitting at my kitchen table one day, and I thought of her. How did she feel when she walked with her mother into the gas chamber? How did all these other children feel? Because they separated the men from the women. The mothers went with their children. And lo and behold, I have a picture of her now. When she was 3 years old, we had the same doll. She gave me some doll's clothing before she went. She said, one day you'll give it back to me. She was from Berlin. And the poem is called Hold Me Tight. And you feel almost the gas at the end coming in and the mother trying to give some hope to the child. This is from my book, I'm a Star, Child of the Holocaust. Come with me, my child. Hold my hand. Be calm, my child. Do not try to understand. Don't be afraid, my child. Walk with pride. You know your mother is here at your side. Hold me tight. Day has turned to night. Soon we'll see the light. There's still hope there. No, no, don't look at the chimneys. See the blue sky. My arm is around to protect you. Don't cry. Come close. Let the blows fall on me. There'll be a day when again we'll be free. Hold me tight. Day has turned to night. Soon we'll see the light. Give all your belongings to them. Quickly undress. One day soon, we will again have happiness. Sleep, my child. I have no more to give. Oh, God. Oh, God. We're not going to live. Hold me tight. Day has turned to night. Hold me tight.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And I always felt, why was I saved and she wasn't? We lived in a compound with all disabled war veterans, highly decorated war veterans from World War I. Both of our fathers had the Iron Cross, which is equal to a Purple Heart. Terezin had many famous people. It was the place where all the intelligentsia of Europe was placed, the best doctors, the best lawyers, the artists, the musicians. And I always felt when the selection came with our fathers, a red circle was drawn around our name, and her father did not get that circle. I mean, what would have been happening today had she survived. She was a great artist already as a little girl. She was killed about 2 weeks before her 10th birthday. And that's why I speak in memory of those children. And I always wear the butterfly because that butterfly became the symbol of the 1.5 million murdered Jewish children. There was a boy who wrote a poem called I Never Saw Another Butterfly. He was killed, Pavel Friedman, a Czech boy. We were not that many German children in the camp. Mostly it was Czech people. I was not privy to those classes that the Czech children had. It was very sporadic. And anyway, as Joe said, school was forbidden, but they called it Beschäftigung, keeping busy classes. So I never finished my first grade, almost no school, nothing in the camp. I lost about 8 years of schooling in my life. But I became a chemist for 38 years. And now I've written six books in nine languages. So, and I speak. I don't feel retired. I feel quite very busy, maybe busier than before. But I'm 80 years young, almost 81, and I have a lot more work to do.
And Joe, the play runs through this weekend?
Right. We're doing a special performance this morning at 10 for the University of Sioux Falls campus. And then we have a sold-out performance tonight. And Inga will be at both of those. And then we continue through the weekend, Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and Sunday at 2 o'clock to see the show.
All right. I want to thank you both for taking time.
Thank you so much for inviting us.